As we cross over now to Catholic Parliamentary Liaison Office in Cape Town, and we speak to Program Manager there, Advocate Mike Pothier. Good morning, Advocate Mike.
Good morning, Tanya.
And how's Cape Town this morning?
Cape Town is beautiful this morning. We had a little bit of rain earlier, not much, but it's quite a nice, bright day. Everything is looking clean and green.
Everything is looking clean and green, and I hope it remains that way. And you get lots of water, too. The president's admission, it's the article that you've published, of course, on cplo.org. Yes. Tell me more, okay, Mike.
Well, this is about President Ramaphosa's statement last week. I think it was last Monday when he was addressing the 4,800 ANC councillors from municipalities around the country. And he, as we know now, he made a comparison with the DA-led municipalities. He referred to the fact that the Auditor General's report into municipalities shows that the great majority of the municipalities that are fully compliant with legislation and get clean audits are in fact run by the DA, most of them down here in the Western Cape. And he said we must learn from that. The ANC councillors must not be scared to go and find out what Cape Town is doing, what Stellenbosch is doing, and so on. And predictably, there was a backlash against that from within his own party to say that he's now campaigning for the DA, and you know he mustn't say things like that. So my point is that in other fields, like sports and business and so on, you look at how your competition is doing, and you try to learn from them. You try to emulate the good things that they do, you know, their tactics, their strategies, and improve your own performance that way. Why should it be different in politics? We should be learning. Parties should learn from each other. And if one party is doing a good job, then you'd expect the other parties to learn from it. But unfortunately, it seems in the ANC, this is seen as some sort of disloyalty, which is doesn't make much sense. And it explains to a certain extent why so many ANC municipalities are badly run. They are not actually interested in learning how to do a better job. They are simply interested in keeping their positions. And that explains why we have so much rottenness in our municipalities.
Or is it a case of, Dad, rather tell me, you know, rather speak to me, don't tell me in public? Kind of.
Well, I'm sure that comes into it to a certain extent. But at the same time, the president, I think, is correct to sort of put people on the spot about this. Little quiet conversations in private don't have the same impact. Mm-hmm. And I think Mr. Ramaphosa is getting to a certain level of frustration. He knows very well that the ANC is going backwards in terms of its support levels. He's got to host the G20 in Johannesburg in 2 months' time. And it's not going to be ready. You know, there may be certain streets that are fixed up, but the city as a whole is not going to be fixed. So I think he's demonstrating that he's had enough, and he was cross, and he wanted to make the message clear. And sometimes, you know, a father has to say that to his family.
Listen to me, children. This is how we do things, and you better see the child next door is doing it this way, and I think it's working, kind of. Hey, and of course, if you'd like to see more on this, what CPLO's response to this, or what Advocate Mike's response document is, and that's called The President's Bold Admission, go to cplo.org, just cplo.org. And then Advocate Mike... .org.za, yes. And there's also, of course, the... Matlanga Commission, which eventually began. So far, your thoughts?
Well, it's obviously very early days. We've only heard so far the testimony of Lieutenant General Nkwanazi. And it was a bit unsatisfactory in many ways. He made many, many allegations, accused various people of doing and saying various things, but he didn't actually bring any proof or strong evidence. He said, you know, the documents would be forthcoming and other people would give evidence later, et cetera, et cetera. But at the moment, it's a set of accusations, and I'm not personally convinced about some of them. Yes, obviously we know there's some corruption in the police force. There seems to be, definite management problems. The previous minister and possibly also the current minister have not properly exerted control over SAPS. All of this we know, but the idea that there is some great big conspiracy that includes crime intelligence, it includes the minister, it includes the leader of the National Coloured Congress and a DAMP, that they're all somehow working together in favor of drug cartels, that just doesn't make sense to me. So, as I said, early days, we have a long way to go. I think that the National Commission of Police, General Masemola, is up today. Let's hear what he has to say. Maybe he will have some stronger evidence.
Maybe, yes. So at what point then is, for example, now with Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has been, you know, on the stand and so on, at what point is, by law, is that evidence required?
Well, the commissioner can call for, you know, other witnesses to come forward. He can call for documents. I guess he would have to say to General Mkhwanazi, unless you produce corroboration for your accusations, then I can't take these allegations seriously. But really, until the commission wraps up its work, anybody can come forward who has knowledge, who has documents or whatever, and offer that to the commission.
Okay. Now, the Royal Accident Fund IT story, another corruption scandal.
Yeah, another one. So I think we said a few weeks ago when we were talking that, you know, every week we come up with one or two of these new scandals where people that are occupying important public positions in one part of the state or another are getting involved in corruption, often around tenders and so on. And this is just one more example of that. We had reports yesterday in the Sunday Times of some of the country's water boards, also members of the boards skimming off a couple of million rands for attending one or two meetings and so on, awarding themselves bonus payments and so on. So there's this, what appears to be a culture of people who sit on boards and, as I say, other public offices, that we have to get as much out as we can. We have to line our pockets, in other words. And it's very, very widespread in the state. And these are not, party politicians. These are people who are appointed to these positions supposedly because they have experience as directors. They are accountants, lawyers, etc., who are people of integrity, who are supposed to act independently and with a sense of fiduciary responsibility. Unfortunately, time and time again, we see this, that their primary motivation appears to be to get rich as quickly as possible.
Yes, it's about lining up our pockets. And hey, another story is, of course, Helen Zille, now mayoral candidate, DA mayor candidate for Johannesburg, and saying that, I will change things around. Vote for me and I will definitely change things around.
Yeah, well, no surprise, obviously, because it's a few months ago now that she herself raised the possibility that she might put her name forward. And I think the moment she did that, everybody knew that she would be the candidate. It's a clever move because clearly people in Johannesburg, or whatever their political sympathies are very, very sick and tired of the condition of the city. And Helen Zille has a reputation for getting things done. It's one of those people that people don't really like on a personal level. She's abrasive and tough and can sometimes be a bit rude and insensitive and all of those things. But even her political enemies, I think, admit that she gets the work done. She's a hard worker. She can drive people and so on. So I think a good political move to put her forward. She now has at least a year, maybe a year and a few months to campaign, to really get to know the city, to make herself known, establish her presence in various parts and so on and so on. So it could be a good thing for Johannesburg. I mean, one of the commentators said that almost anybody would do a better job than the current incumbent. So maybe there's some hope. Of course, the DA has to first of all win the election. And even the best polling from their point of view is giving them, I think, 32% or something of the vote at the moment. So even though that's more than the ANC, it still means they're quite far short of the 50% majority. So probably Johannesburg is looking at another coalition. There are some parties that will quite easily work with the DA. But on the other hand, there are others, obviously the ANC, EFF, Action SA, I think that will not want to work with them. So there could be a period of instability, you know, where we have coalitions that are not strong enough really to ram their policies through. But that's a lot could change between now and the elections. Those figures could change. We could see the DA gaining in popularity. But we could also see the pendulum swinging the other way. It's not impossible that the ANC will improve its position as well between now and the elections.
So we watch the race and see where this goes. Anything else, Adequate Mike, on your mind this morning in terms of the news?
Now, just to mention that we are starting our annual little training course this week. This morning we have our first session, what we call AFEXT, African Exposure and Training, where we get together with CPLOs from other parts of Africa and examine a particular theme. This year the theme is going to be about social media, how social media and digital media can be used in advocacy work. And I'm happy to say that your colleague Ray White is going to be giving us a session later this week from his experience of working in the media, looking at fake news and misinformation and how we can protect ourselves against that. So we'll be running that little series of workshops for the rest of this week.
Oh, that's going to be exciting indeed. And as I say, for more, you can go to cplo.org.za. That's cplo.org.za. And that's Advocate Mike Porthia. Thank you very much for always sharing and giving us your thoughts on what's in the news. We continue to see how the Madlanga Commission goes. And really see. Hopefully, you know, we won't have any other corruption stories after the rough one. But we hold up our breaths, don't we?
Yes, we hope for the best.
Have a good Mike. You have a good day. We chat again next week. God bless.
Thanks, Kanya.
And Radio Veritas, the good news for a change.